Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Hola. Good day. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners nationally, locally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to noon Central Time. Now, then wait a few minutes to hear the archive show and any of the shows, past shows. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CathiWatson. And oh, today's show is just heart-rending. Find gratitude. Regardless of your age, size, height, weight, you could hold a large amount of gratitude. And gratitude is just simply being thankful for what you have. And you should be thankful. Did you wake up this morning? What did you say? Good morning, or good God, it's morning. You know, there's only one of you. You will never happen again. So if you're not living in gratitude, you need to change your thinking. That's the only way you're going to change your life, is to change your thinking. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. All right. I'm going to have to bring you up to date. I'm going to do a little recap. You only have this one life. What are you grateful for? Get out your pen and pad and write down the things that you're grateful for. Because let me tell you something. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. I'm going to repeat that. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you're thinking. Now, this is from The Secret, from Rhonda Byrne. Brilliant, so brilliant. Whatever thought you choose, it will attract the same kind back to you. I'm going to repeat that. It bears repeating. If you're TNT, toxic negative thinking, what do you think is going to come back to you? Positive? Oh, I don't think so. Now, let me say that. You don't have to worry about negative thoughts. And darlings, don't try to control them. All you have to do is to begin to think good thoughts each day. Do you want to know why I love giving a voice to my passion, radio? But it keeps me in line when I'm out of alignment. And today's show, I'm going, oh. When a negative thought comes into my mind, I don't erase it. I simply say, okay, you have a second or two, and then I'm going to ask you to leave. And then I replace it with a good thought. Plant as many good thoughts as you can in each day. As you begin to think good thoughts, you will attract more and more thoughts. And eventually, all of these delicious good thoughts will wipe out the negative thoughts altogether. You see, you have the power to change your life. All you have to do is to change your thinking. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my words with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Don't you think that I've had to go through challenges, tragedies, 2 years ago, on June 2nd at 10:10 a.m., Bill, my husband, passed away, and he fell at my feet. Am I still in mourning? Of course. We were together for 64 years. But you want to know what I'm so grateful for? It was an easy passing from this dimension into the heavenly dimension. And Bill was an only child. And he loved his mommy, and Grandma E loved him. And Poppy was a dynamic principal in ironworking, and of course Bill was an ironworker. And you know what I'm grateful for? Even though the sadness is always there, until you've experienced it, you'll never know. But what I'm grateful for is that I know that he's with his mom and dad and everyone from Terre Haute, Indiana. You're listening to Live with Kathy. So, darlings, I don't want you to be afraid to voice, write down. You see, I keep a journal, and I write down my thoughts, and it really does help. And do you know that you're all very brilliant? And what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Remember, we only have this present moment. Find gratitude right now. Be in gratitude that you woke up this morning. Be in gratitude that you were able to hug someone, kiss someone. And I want you to always remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. I want you to live in the now. Live in the now. Because we only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And by the way, our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. This is it, honey. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Now, before I get into the guts of this show, let me ask you, have you ever dreamed, have you ever thought of giving a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half hour or hour show? Use it as a marketing tool? Does everyone understand your mission and passion? And darlings, you don't have to be a pro. You could be a stay-at-home mom or dad, and oh, maybe Papa has an invention that has to do with carpentry. And hey, Mom, you have this great recipe book. It could be yours. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. C-A-T-H-I. And you just, how thrilling it is to share your story with the world your way. It's a powerful marketing tool. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting in my studio room. Now, the show is live, and then it will be archived. I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. I work with you on content. This is why you need to email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net and let me know what your intention is. See if it resonates. And then I become your outside advocate. Oh, yes, there is a one-time modest fee. Instead of advertising the usual way, think out of the box. Let it be in your voice, your way. Now, have you ever thought of being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium via a 30 or a 60-second commercial? There's a 13-week commitment, and yeah, the rate is affordable. And I help you write your message. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood? Impact? Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. They're the Domperion of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. But you have to qualify. For it's for you gals, too. So log on ironworkers.org. And let me remind you, I have the marvelous CD. It's about 6 minutes long. What a noble profession. Oh, I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. You will just love it. It's available by getting in touch with me via email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age. Oh, he's a wire art sculpture and leather works. Every design is unique and original, one of a kind. So if you're looking for a unique gift, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I will put you in touch with the Beau Vivant. Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. In my book, Secret Number 7, page 42, I share with you my methods for de-stressing our faces and body. Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, they all release toxins into our body? And they're all leading factors in premature aging and in some cases death. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. And I've been taking them for over 40 years. In fact, they saved my face. Log on. I was a heavy-duty sunbather. LifeExtension.com. And click on magazines and go to 2005. I take their vitamins religiously every day. And by the way, darlings, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. I take no medication at all. This is a call to action. The new aging paradigm. It redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50. Who said you can't be sexy, sensationally glamorous, and handsome? 50 and beyond? Get the book. You can only get it by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could go on Amazon.com. Not only get that book, but get Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, and The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, Traversing the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti. And my dear, that needs to be a movie. Do you know anyone? Get in touch with me. And of course, you will be financially compensated. Another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. And she is the creator of TNT. You see, our thinking, our thoughts are all habit. Toxic negative thinking. I'm going to challenge you for 24 hours. Write down all of your thoughts. Edith Nam, N-A-M-N. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Do you like being the CEO of your own company? Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? And you can start your own business without investing huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunity to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. I have the formula. And you see, darlings, the unfortunate thing is, I don't know who your reference group is. So many of you have this dream, but you're not going to do anything about it. Why would you go to the end with your dream still dancing in your heart? I want you to give a voice to your passion. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Now, I want you to save this date. You know that impact, they're associated with the iron workers. But there are women. Educational Day, Friday, October 11th, 2018. But did you know that women build nations? They're having a big gathering in Seattle, Washington, October 12, 14. Now, go to get more official information on the conference, www.nabtu.org/WBN. Women Build Nations. In fact, when Bill was an iron worker, and I heard about that women were joining the consortium, I said, yo, Watson, how do you feel about that? He said, I love it. They're brilliant. They know what they're doing. They're hardworking. And they're easy to look at. I thought that was great. Today's show, oh, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy, voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is about gratitude. I want you to write this down. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Did you hear me? You aren't what you think you are. You are what you're thinking. And this bears repeating. Whatever you're thinking right now, it will attract the same kind back to you. Do you get it? Don't you understand that you are the creator of your life? You should be in gratitude. Are you in gratitude? Or are you listening to your reference group? By the way, who are these people? Your reference group. What? I challenge you. Email me today. Today's date is July 25th. The email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. Email me what you are grateful for right now. Right now. What are you grateful for right now? And then when I get it, I will forward you your gift. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an ebook, and it should be my pleasure to share it with you. What are you? You woke up this morning, you're listening to this show. You should be in gratitude just for that. Regardless of your size, height, weight, you could hold a large amount of gratitude. We just expect things, don't we? You just expect them. Growing up, many of us were taught that there were magic words we needed to incorporate into our vocabulary. Words that could not possibly be overused or overvalued. Please and thank you. You see, the value of please was easy to see. Please provide an instant gratification. Please, mommy, may I have a cookie? Within minutes saying the magic word, you're biting into a warm cookie. In contrast, there is no immediate reward for thank you. Saying thank you is an investment in future goods, a down payment on wonderful things to come. The more we could find to be grateful for, the faster our investment would pay off. I'm challenging you. Email me today, July 25th, what you are grateful for. There are a plethora of opportunities for gratitude each and every day. A financial windfall, a work promotion, a gift from a friend, a hug from a child, a smile from the grocery clerk, a warm kiss for your hubby. Gratitude enriches our life. been said that gratitude is the most powerful form of prayer. G.K. Chesterton writes, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought. Therein lies the true magic of thank you." Can you see gifts in every experience? Are you just overflowing with gratitude for the thousand of things that enrich your life each and every day? How did you meet today when you woke up? Remember I said earlier? Ah, good morning! Or good God, it's morning. What we think about comes about. Life responds to your outlook. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. Sidebar. Now you know why I just love giving a voice to my passion via radio. It keeps me in tune, and it reminds me I'm either on track or I'm off track. When you're called to serve, do you do it lovingly? You know, we've all been told to count our blessings. It's a wonderful practice that keeps us in a state of grateful awareness, but maybe only part of the picture. Acknowledging the good in our lives is important. But if we stop there, we miss a meaningful opportunity. What if, rather than simply counting our blessings, we took it one step further? Now think about this. Make your blessings count. Now, how do you do that? By living, embracing the blessings we receive. We know that what we focus on expands, so fully embracing our blessing keeps good flowing in our direction. When you have a thought, it's out there. You will get back exactly what you're thinking. Have you been blessed with good health? I have. And I thank God every single day. I do not take any medication at all. Now, you could live that good health by treating your body to a daily walk, a workout in the gym. I'm on the elliptical. A recreational sport or sometime outside in nature. Have you been blessed with loving, supportive friends and family? Nurture those relationships. Make a phone call. Schedule a coffee date. Invest. Invite someone to lunch. And tell those people how important they are to you. Maybe you've been blessed with prosperity. Share that gift with your community, charity, spiritual, that are close to your heart, or individuals and families you'd like to support. Wherever you are called to contribute, how giving are you? Blessings are a gift from spirit, our universal spirit. When we live those blessings, we unwrap that powerful gift and put it to good use. There is no better way to say thank you. Can you meet every day with gratitude and an open heart? Can you give back lovingly and generously where you are called to serve? Are you able to forgive and to move on? Time is on your side, but our greatest freedom is that of choice. What choice are you thinking? Au revoir.
Okay.